Bethel's tribe received the remains. ONC did not respond to multiple requests for comment. Little is known about the four recently buried Upete ancestors, but according to the Federal Register, the remains were removed from a site near Bethel in September 1907 as part of a Western Alaska expedition led by Penn Museum's General Curator of American Archaeology, George Byron Gordon. That same year, Gordon collected and removed hundreds of cultural items from the region as part of a canoe expedition of the Kuskokwim River that brought the anthropologist to Bethel. The Penn Museum did not respond to multiple requests for comment about the history of the remains while in the museum's possession. In Bethel, I'm Evan Erickson.
Two healthcare-related bills that faced unusual deaths in last year's session of the Alaska Legislature have been resurrected as new bills for lawmakers to consider this session. The Alaska Beacon reports a list of bills filed before the start of the session as of Friday includes a measure sponsored by Anchorage Democratic Representative Andrew Gray, who seeks to require warning signs at bars, liquor stores, and other beverage-selling establishments about the link between alcohol consumption and cancer. Another bill among the pre-filed list was a new attempt at imposing a state tax on electronic cigarette products, known as vapes, as well as some new age restrictions for purchase. The measure, Senate Bill 24, is sponsored by Kodiak Republican Senate President Gary Stevens. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
GCI, providing telecommunication services to tribal health organizations and nonprofit rural health providers, enabling telehealth services for Alaskans. More at gci.com/healthcare.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for defense secretary survived a heated confirmation hearing yesterday in the Senate Armed Services Committee. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports on how Senator Dan Sullivan used his allotted 7 minutes to question Army veteran and former Fox News host Pete Hegseth.
Some senators, like Republican Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma, tossed softballs.
Tell me something about your wife that you love.
Others, like Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, played interrogator.
Senator, every yes part no. of my leadership yes of these organizations no. yes has been no. misrepresented.
I will take
top
that as a
bottom.
No.
Sullivan played from his album of greatest hits.
Now for the most important question you will receive all day. In 1935, before the Congress, the father of the United States Air Force General Billy Mitchell was testifying.
Even casual observers of hearings in this committee knew what was coming.
I believe that in the future, whoever holds this place will control the world. This location is the most strategic place in the world. What place was Billy Mitchell talking about? And let me give you a hint, it wasn't Greenland.
I believe he was talking about the great state of Alaska.
Correct. Hegseth aced Sullivan's favorite armed services hearing quiz. Hegseth is one of Trump's most controversial nominees. Democratic senators grilled him about allegations of sexual assault and mismanaging the budgets of veteran organizations he ran. He denied all of it, and he disavowed his prior declarations that women have no place in combat. It made for a contentious hearing. But confirmation hearings are never just about the nominee. They're also a chance for senators to make their own points to a potential cabinet member, to fellow senators, and in a high-profile hearing like this one, to the nation at large. Sullivan, as is his practice, used the opportunity to make the case for more military investment back home.
Mr. Hegseth, if confirmed, will you work with me, this committee, and the incoming commander-in-chief on continuing to build up our military assets and infrastructure in Alaska to reestablish deterrence in the Arctic and in the Indo-Pacific?
If confirmed, Senator, it would be a pleasure.
Sullivan has enthusiastically endorsed Hegseth, and all 14 Republican members of the committee sounded likely to give him a thumbs up when the committee votes, likely next week. That would clear the nomination for the Senate floor. One of the few Republicans who sounds on the fence about Hegseth is Senator Lisa Murkowski.
If you're going to be managing an operation as significant as the Department of Defense, okay, this is big, right? You want to make sure that you do have a level of management expertise.
Murkowski isn't on the Armed Services Committee, but she said she'd listen carefully to the recorded hearing. And she met with Hegseth privately last month and asked him about the two veterans organizations he's accused of mismanaging. She says she'll likely have follow-up questions for him. Murkowski isn't ready to say how she'll vote on Hegseth, or even whether he's the most difficult confirmation decision for her. But she says he's the one drawing the most constituent attention.
I was quizzing the staff that work the phones. Who are we hearing the most incoming about? And it certainly is the Secretary of Defense nominee right now, yeah.
It's a huge week for confirmation hearings in the Senate, with the nominees to lead the CIA, the EPA, and the Departments of Energy, Interior, Justice, State, Transportation, and Treasury all on the schedule. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
This is Alaska Public Media.
I've only loved three women in all my weary life. The first one was my mother, the one who gave me life. Then God gave me a sister, I loved her more than life. And after I grew to be a man, I took my darling wife. For I've only loved three women in all my lonesome life. My mother dear, my sister fair, and my dear darling wife. Ali, ole, ali, ole, ole, ole. We traveled east, we traveled west, and God knows that I tried. For every time she did me wrong, I'd forgive my loving wife. I'd take her in my loving arms, forgive again and again. Till one spring day she ran away with a man I thought was my friend. For I've only loved three women in all my weary life. My sister and my mother dear and my dear darling wife. I lead you to the old lady. Then I traveled east, I traveled west, but I traveled all alone. And after two long years they've gone, I found a man wrecked my home. They put me in the jailhouse, that don't worry me. For if you take my life away, it will put my worries free. I've only loved three women in all my weary life. My sister and my mother dear, and the one I call my wife. I lead the old lady.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart. And the world will be a better place, and the world will be a better place for you and me. Here, just wait and see. Another day goes by, still the children cry, put a little love in your heart. If you want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow.
Good morning, everybody out here. A little bit late today. I got up at 5 like normal, and about 6:45, I lay back down and go to sleep, take a little nap. Well, I woke up at 8:01. It was pretty funny. Anyway, I got my coat on, my hat, my gloves, went down and started my ATV, and it, you know, I got the key in, but I wouldn't turn. It was just too cold and frozen there, so I just took it out and put it in again and tapped a little bit, and it worked. Pretty funny morning. Real funny. But, again, it's another day in paradise. We'll start out with some Carl Smith here with Mr. Moon, and then Foy Willing with Have I Told You Lately That I Love You? Haven't heard that rendition yet. And then Bonnie Raitt with Dimming of the Day.
Depend on your light, pretty moon. While I'm holding her tight, silver moon, will you be there above, helping me with my love? Can I depend on your light, Mr. Moon? Every time you're shining, there's romance in the air. Reset her heart to pining and tell her I'll be there. As I look in her eyes, pretty moon, will you look from the sky, silver moon? If I ask her to be mine, will you stand by me? Will you help me tonight, Mr. Moon? Shine bright for our honeymoon. When you shine, you make love seems to come from above. Will I see you tonight, Mr. Moon? It seems your golden beauty just makes a perfect night. Somehow it seems my cutie looks cuter by your light. There'll be just us three, pretty moon. You and her and me, silver moon. For helping our romance, I thank you in advance. And I'll see you tonight, Mr. Moon.
Tell you once again somehow. Have I said with all my heart and soul how I adore you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. My world would end without a memory of you. I'm no good without you anyhow. Oh, have I told you lately that I love you? My darling, I'm telling you.
told you lately how I miss you. When the stars are shining in the sky, have I told you why the nights are long when you're not with me? Oh, darling, I'm telling you now.
My world would end without a memory of you. I'm no good without you anyhow. Oh, have I told you lately that I love you? My darling, I'm telling you now.
This old house is falling down around my ear. I'm drowning in a river of my tears. When all my will is gone, you hold me sway.
Yeah, now we have Bill Anderson with Unicorn. After that, Dwight Yoakam with Johnson's Love. And then we'll hear some Jerry Reed with the Crude Oil Blues.
A long time ago, when the earth was green, why, there were more kind of animals than you've ever seen. And They just ran around free while the earth was being born. And the loveliest of all was the unicorn. There were green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain. And he cried, stand back, cause I'm gonna make it rain. He said, hey, brother Noah, I tell you what you do. You build me a floating zoo, and take some green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, which sure is your barn. Don't you forget my unicorn. Well, old Noah was there to answer the call, and he finished up making the ark just as the rain started to fall. And he marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got your green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just don't see no unicorn. And then Noah looked out through the driving rain, and those unicorns were hiding, playing silly little games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, those silly old unicorns. We got green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, we just can't wait on the unicorn. Well, the ark started moving and it drifted to the tide, and those unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, but the rain just kept on falling and kind of floated them away, and that's why you've never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure is your barn, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
She had left him lost and broken, like no other had before. Now his heart was just a token of all the pain it had endured. And his memories were clouded with all the hurtful things she'd said. Yes, for all intent and purpose, he might just as well been dead. And some people claim they still hear him. That plane deep in the night, Lord, sometimes right at dawn, see his body died some years ago, but around here Mr. Johnson's love lives on. He seemed far away and distant, with that cold and silent stare, never moving, never speaking, and just barely breathing air. No one really knew her reason, who can judge her right or wrong? The only true and silent fact is man we'd known was all but gone. And some people claim they still hear her call her name. lives on. Sissy Thompson said she'd seen him late that night on Shelby Road. About a mile from there they found him. Seems he died out in the snow. I heard the preacher at the service say from love he's finally free. But I say love it knows no season. It haunts the soul eternally. Some people claim they still hear it, all her name. Hey, Maureen, swear they hear it, just that plain. Deep in the night, Lord, sometimes write it down. His body died some years ago, but around here Mr. Johnson's love lives on. Yes, his body died some years ago, but around here Mr. Johnson's love lives on.
Some people, let me tell you some news. I sang a song called the Crude Oil Blues. We're low on heat and all, we're low on gas. And I'm so cold, I'm about to freeze myself. We got the Crude Oil Blues. Lord, the winter time's so getting cold to the bottom of my shoes. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. But it ain't because of love, it's from the lack of heat. I got the Crude Oil Blues. I'm gonna tell you a story about this drunk I knew. He kept his basement full of homemade brew. But the winter got so bad it screwed up the boy's thinking. He got so cold he had to burn all his drinking. He's got the Crude Oil Blues. He said the winter time can show get cold to the bottom of his shoes. He said burning this booze just destroys my soul. But there's one thing about it, honey, when you're cold, you're cold. I got the Crude Oil Blues. All back up, son, let me generate a little heat. All right. All juke it, son. Yeah. Well, when we made this record, there was a little bit of doubt whether or not the thing was ever going to come out. I said, hey, Chief, you reckon this record will be released? He said, son, we ain't got enough oil to keep the presses greased. We got the Crude Oil Blues. And son, if we can't make a record, then we don't need you. I said, well, what am I gonna do if I can't sing and pick? He said, well, just keep yourself warm playing on them hot licks. We got the Crude Oil Blues. Conducive to cuddling. Honey, I love you, but pass the duck down. Hey, I read a sign on the pump at my favorite gas station yesterday. It said, he who expected nothing ain't gonna be deceived.
Yeah, now we have Johnny Lee with Cherokee Fiddle. After that, George Jones, a real favorite of mine, with You Gotta Be My Baby. And then a little Sawyer Brown with All These Years.
When the train pulled into the station, he rolled up his sleeves and rosined up his pole. Upside down, orange blossom special. if you wanna make a living, you gotta put on a good show. When he smells smoke and cinders, slick back his hair and open up his case. Play Cherokee fiddle, just play it for the whiskey. 'Cause good whiskey never let him lose his place. He was always there, playing for the mine. Devil's Dream was a song they understood. Then he'd go back to Oklahoma. He'd wait till the train was running and the weather was good. But when he'd smell the smoke and the cinders, he'd slick back his hair.
Said you'd be my baby, now I know that you're my baby, but it seems to me that you gotta roll my eyes. If you wanna be my baby, then you've gotta be my baby. You can't keep a finger in two different pies. I remember how you pleaded when you told me that you needed all my love, and I believe without a doubt. If you wanna be my baby, then you've gotta be my baby, and you gotta leave them kissing cousins out. 'Cause when you're high-stepping, I'm a-crawling low.
I get suspicious and I'm gonna tell you so.
If you wanna be my baby, then you've gotta be my baby, and be nobody's baby but mine. Heard there was another, so I went and asked your mother if anybody hung around but me.
can't take no action, but I think that I'll just hang around and see. If you're gonna be my baby, then you've gotta be my baby. You've gotta come to me and tell me so. If you wanna be my baby, then you gotta be my baby. I'm tired of waiting around, so let me know. 'Cause when you're high-stepping, I'm a-crawling low.
I get suspicious and I'm gonna tell you so.
If you wanna be my baby, then you gotta be my baby and be nobody's baby but mine.
She likes adventure with security, and more than one man can provide. She planned adventure feeling sure that he would not be home till after five. He turned on the lights and turned them off again. He said the one thing he could say. All these years, where have I been? Well, I've been down the road to work and home again. And I'm still here until I'm gone. Don't you rub it in too hard that I've been wrong. All these years. She said you're not the man you used to be. And he said neither is this guy. She said there's some things you refuse to see. But I guess sometimes so do I. She made no excuse why she was lying there. She said the one thing she could say. All these years, what have I done? I made your suffer and your daughter and your son. Still I'm here and still confused. But I can finally see how much I stand to lose all these years. I'm still here, I'm so confused, but I can finally see how much I stand to lose of all these years.
Yeah, now we have Going Down, and that's Allison Moyer with Shelby Lynn, and then a little bit of the Judds with Love Can Build a Bridge. After that, Ricky Van Shelton with Wild Man.
Thank you. I'm going to bring Mr. R.S. Field up here so he can play some guitar. So let him through. Where is he? Bobby? Here he comes. R.S. Field, everybody. Producer extraordinaire. Libertine dilettante. Hellraiser drug tagger. When he can get him. Hattiesburg, Mississippi ass. sound tune? Woo! I don't need a tune. Oh, you in tune. You good. Here's one called Going Down.
All your hopes are sinking, let me show you what love means. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? I would whisper love so loudly every heart could understand. But love and only love can join the tribes of man. I would give my heart's desire so that you might see. The first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time?
Mama always said, son, don't you let it get out of hand. So if I go crazy now and then, baby, you've got to understand.
As my mom's health declined, I became more and more involved with her care. Over time, I realized I was becoming her sole caregiver. I wanted to support her as much as I could to ensure she was well taken care of. But over time, the stress and the exhaustion of full-time caregiving became too much. As a caregiver, I knew I was already at risk for health challenges, but I heard the Aleutian Peripheral Violence Association might be able to help me find respite relief. APIA supported me and my mom by enrolling us in the respite program. The program paid for a respite worker of my choosing to come in and provide me relief. With this support in place, I was able to better take care of myself. The respite worker came to my mom's apartment and cooked her dinner while I took a break. It became a way for me to recharge, rest, and ensure I was taking care of myself so I could continue to care for my mom without burning out. Caregiving is selfless and stressful at times, but APIA gave me the break I needed through the respite program.
For eligibility information, please reach out to the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association Elder Care Services at 907-276-2700 or toll free at 1-800-478-2742.
We'll have Cassandra Wilson with You Don't Know Why. Take us to the top of the hour.
You don't know what love is until you've learned the meaning of the blues. Until you've lost a love you had to lose, you don't know what love is. You don't know how lips hurt until you've kissed and heard the cost. Until you flipped your heart, you have lost. You don't know what love is. Do you know how a lost heart feels? The thought of reminiscing and how lips a taste of tears. Well, the lose a taste for kissing. You don't know our hearts burn for love that cannot live and never die. Until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes, you don't know what love is.
until your first is gone with sleepless eyes. You don't know what love is. You don't know. What love is.